Kindness to a small creature. The night before Christmas, I was walking through our basement, carrying firewood in my arms, when I saw something that stopped me in my tracks, and I could not quite believe it. A small mouse was sitting upright in the middle of our basement. It was confusing and heartbreaking at the same time. It was hunched over, with its head down, with its eyes closed. And this may sound crazy, but it looked sad and completely defeated. I approached it slowly, hoping that it was just fast asleep, full of snacking on whatever food it had managed to find in our cellar. As I reached out a hand to let it know that I was close, it lifted its head, looked up at me sideways, and slumped, hanging its head and closing its eyes again. It made no attempt to move. It was vulnerable and helpless. As I gently picked it up, it did not protest. It remained in the same position. It looked up at me once, dropped its head to its chest again, and closed its eyes. Within a couple of minutes, it was asleep in my hand. Looking closer, I noticed its back leg was injured and was dragging behind it. We contacted a vet for advice. She was too full to take the mouse, but offered valuable advice. She said it was likely nerve damage and suggested giving it a rest in a cage for a week to see if the injury would heal. So our family spent the holiday creating a habitat for our new guest, making sure it has food and care. And thankfully, we are seeing significant progress in its condition already. Our guest will be with us for a few more days until it is strong enough to join a mouse colony. At that time, we'll take it to our dear friend Ellen Jarecki, a wildlife rehabilitator and the artist behind House Mouse Designs. She will care for the mouse through the winter months and release it into the wild when it is fully recovered in early spring. I know some people might think I'm crazy for spending days trying to rehabilitate a mouse, and I understand that. But seeing such a small, helpless creature in need broke my heart. I couldn't just walk away without doing something to help.